Good evening, world. This is Joseph Tame in Tokyo. It's day 35 of Procrastination Pod, a podcast detailing how a 100-day project to beat procrastination was successful, because it can only be successful. Anyway, it's about 3 a.m., 10 to 3 in the morning. It's Friday, something like the 7th of February 2013. And yes, I'm just about to go to bed. So today's anti-procrastination things that I did. Well, one was I gave a talk at a small Japanese bar, which I think in the past I may have said no to. And a little bit of effort involved, of course, but actually really enjoyable, very casual, really enjoyable presentation, talking about running and things like that. And it's, yeah, I think everyone enjoyed it. And then, so for that, I had to get my LEDs sorted. And this has been, I hadn't really seen it like this, but the biggest form of procrastination that I have possibly been practicing is a procrastination related to my own brand. And so tonight's event was useful because it pushed me to get some LED stuff fixed. I've been to the LED shop a couple of times this week and got everything sorted for this next stage. And I'm starting to see more clearly where I need to take it. And also starting to see the real potential. The train home tonight, the journey on the train home was absolutely wonderful. My leg LEDs had switched off because I've got one of the batteries is terrible and it goes flat after 30 minutes. And so I wasn't really thinking about performing, and I'd had quite a difficult time trying to get my ticket for various reasons. And so I was just sitting on the train trying to kind of get my stuff back together. And the woman sitting opposite me, young woman sitting opposite me, started trying not to laugh. And then they're kind of laughing out loud and things. And so without looking at her, I then just plugged in my LEDs, my top LEDs, and then she burst out laughing out loud. And then I turned on the LEDs on my helmet, and then the guy opposite started laughing as well. And they both stood up and they wanted to take a photo. And then the rest of the, so I just started, you know, doing my usual kind of performance jokey stuff while still sitting down. But then everyone else around started getting interested, and I ended up doing quite a performance running up and down the carriage and things like that, and involving absolutely everyone. And I checked everyone, and everyone loved it. It was really wonderful, and, you know, ended with them kind of cheering and clapping and wishing me good luck for the marathon and things. So that was really wonderful, and that was a magic moment. Reminds me of, you know, what the real magic of all this is. So that was great. So I need to pursue that, and I am pursuing it, and yes. So anyway, what other non-procrastination did we do today? The main thing I did with the team was focusing on getting the schedule fixed for this design thinking workshop we have coming up for a very large computer company that you may have heard of, and looking forward to that very much. And then the other kind of nothing to do with procrastination, but the other thing felt today was when I had a meeting with aforementioned computer company and another third party, I really felt strongly my lack of vocabulary, Japanese vocabulary, kind of hurting me there. And so I went very quiet and really realized I need to work on my vocabulary. But thankfully I have a very, very, very kind colleague, and she really helped me get through that. So and then back home we've got beautiful Ricky and Satoko here, and everything's great. It's just a bit late at night. Okay, I'm going to leave it there now. Bye-bye for now.